So how is your marriage? You are in for a treat, my friends. Stu Epperson here, and with me is a husband and wife team that is really, these folks are encouraging so many people. They've written a book. Maybe your marriage is in knots. Maybe they should have written a book called A Marriage Knot. Maybe they did, and they're on the air with me right now, and they're on fire for God. This book is touching a lot of souls, encouraging a lot of people. And I just want to bring on the line with me right now the authors of The Marriage Knot. I don't know how we got both husband and wife together because these guys are zooming out there, changing the world for Jesus, Ron and Jody Zappia. Hey, guys, welcome to the program.
Hey, Stu, it is fantastic to be with you and so good to be on Truth Talk Weekend. And Jody and I are thrilled to be with you and just share our hearts and our story, and hopefully we can be an encouragement.
Well, we're excited. And Jody, I mean, you're not only did you write this book with your husband, but I'm looking here, it looks like he dedicated this book to you.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I didn't notice. Are you sure?
Wow. Wow. You guys should talk. You know, let's talk about communication and marriage here.
We're going to talk about communication and marriage in a moment. And so we've got to all improve.
We're going to get to this. And we're going to get into this deep. I love it. Seven choices that keep couples together. And it's really neat that, first of all, what's it like to write a book as a couple? Ron, you wrote a book with your wife. I mean, that's kind of like, you know, being married already is awesome, but has challenges. But go ahead. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's, it was a challenge. I mean, honestly, just to put it on paper, and especially with this topic. And, you know, the book really centers around our story, which we'll share in a little bit here. And, but that really is the foundation of, you know, we didn't grow up in Christian homes. We didn't grow up, following Christ. And so, you know, God has done some unbelievable things in our lives, in our hearts. I didn't grow up wanting to be a pastor, thinking about being a pastor because I wasn't really connected at all. And, you know, God did some amazing things. Next thing you know, I'm a pastor of a church in the, you know, western suburbs of Chicago here. And so just to write this book, you know, we've been doing some conferences on marriage, and marriage is part of our story on how we came to Christ. So really to get it down on print was a really cool project. But I got to be honest, and Jody could share, I mean, it wasn't easy, you know, because she does a part at the end of each chapter. It's called From Jody's Heart, and really, really gives a good perspective for women, the wives, but not only to the wives, but also to the husbands. So I think it's really, really been a fun experience for us. And just like anything else, we're not claiming to have a perfect marriage. We're in progress and in process like everyone else. And just these are the things that we've done and learned together over the last 29 years as we've been married.
Well, so you've been married 29 years. Jody, how long have you known this big, tall, strapping, preaching basketball player?
Well, I would add about 10 years to that. Wow. So, we've been married 30. So I would add another 10 years to that.
Unreal.
Which now I'm kind of giving away our age a little bit here, but it's been a long time. Let's just say I met him in junior high. I borrowed 20 cents from him to make a phone call with what was called a pay phone at the time. And he wouldn't take it back. I tried to pay him back the next day, and he was Mr. Oh, no, keep it, you know. He's such the gentleman. So I laugh because it's like I've been paying that back with my life. It was like hands down the most expensive phone call.
That's great. 20 cents was a lot of money in those days too, Ron. I mean, I'm telling you. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. That wasn't fair.
But we wound up dating through high school. And, you know, Stu, as I said, we didn't grow up as Christians. And so we dated through high school and college. And, you know, you and I share the love of basketball. And so I had the privilege of playing a little basketball in college. And so, you know, we dated back and forth. And then it wasn't until after, we got out of school, got jobs, and Jody was working actually on the East Coast in Connecticut, and I was working in Cleveland, which is where I'm from originally. We're both from that area. And next thing you knew, we got married, and Chicago was our home. And so that was the place we were going to go to be together. But just like many couples today, you know, it was we didn't time it up right. We were doing the long distance thing, and we were probably a few months before we actually started living in the same apartment in Chicago. So it was a little crazy of a time. And then, you know, this gets into our story a little bit. I hate to say it, but I'll just, you know, get right to the go straight for the juggler. I mean, I was doing some things I shouldn't have been doing. I wasn't a Christian. You know, we weren't following God. We weren't going to church. I mean, you know, I was just living the life that I was living in college. And quite honestly, that got me in trouble in a relationship at work with someone else. And, you know, I wound up committing, you know, infidelity was the issue. And Jody walked in when she was supposed to be on a business trip. And again, full disclosure, full transparency. We talk about this in the book that, you know, she walked in on me and someone else. And the next thing you knew, I mean, we were, you know, she was looking for a divorce. And we, you know, this marriage was done. It was trashed. I had, you know, this was my best friend. I couldn't believe how could I do this to her. And next thing you knew, she was pursuing a divorce.
Wow. That is something. Hey, just remarkable. Now tell us what happened next. If you just joined us, we're talking to Ron and Jody Zappia, and they are being very transparent about their marriage journey, their struggle to know Christ. They were high school sweethearts. And you're hearing kind of the grind, the heart of the story of how God brought them to Himself. And what we have is this awesome marriage book, The Marriage Knot. But things weren't so Ron and Jody, as you're sharing with us, Ron, things weren't always going so well, so pristine in Norman Rockefeller in your marriage there, right? Was it?
No. Yeah, and we had, you know, we never had thought. It didn't even last really a year. We were just shy of our 1 year anniversary, and what happened next was a series of events. You know, my sister had said, "Hey, you can't. You know, getting a divorce is a really big deal. You need to get some counseling before you make a decision like that." And she told me to get Christian counseling. And again, that wasn't something that I would have normally heard from my sister, but I wasn't even asking questions. I think I was so devastated at this point. I knew I could trust her, and I went with it. So I ended up walking into a church that I'd never been to before the next morning and got all dressed up. I didn't go to church. I kind of waited till it was over because I really was just trying to find, you know, the pastor or whoever would give me this counseling. And I really felt like I was going there just to find out that, yes, you do have grounds for divorce. You know, that's all I knew about divorce. Both of our parents had long marriages, you know, lifelong marriages till death did them part. And so it wasn't like this was a quick go-to, but in this case, infidelity, I had, you know, I didn't talk to God very often, but I had said, that's the one thing that I would not, you know, tolerate or live with. Mm. And so here it was on my plate. And, you know, ironically, the night before, the worst night of our life, what we call, I sensed something was wrong in our marriage. And I didn't pray very often at all, but I had actually prayed, God, you know, if there's something wrong, if you'll just show me what it is, I'll do my part. And so, I had prayed that the night before, and then this was on my plate, and I knew immediately it was a direct answer to that prayer.
Wow.
And so God kind of had my ears, but at the same time, I was really sure, like, okay, this is done. This is the one thing I said I wouldn't deal with, you know, but I prayed that. So there was this crazy thing going on really right from the get-go.
Mm. So Ron, so many couples, Jody and Ron, throw in the towel after this kind of situation,
yeah.
After the affair,
right.
After the infidelity.
Yeah, they really do. And, and for us, you know, again, we weren't Christians. And, you know, it's so important for those that are listening. Maybe you're going through, you know, maybe it's not a crisis like we're talking about in regards to this kind of issue, but maybe there is an issue, something that is out there. There's so many problems and difficulties in marriage right now. And people are, you know, and that's the really, for us, that's what this book is about, in that, you know, The Marriage Knot, it needs to be tightened. And so the choices that you need to make are pivotal. And so for Jody and I mean, we, you know, Jody walked into this church, she met this woman, and this lady said to her, she said, you know, you've got to go. She recommended another church to go to receive counseling. And she said to Jody, this woman, sweet lady with tears in her eyes, she said, you know, you need to go there with your whole heart. And, you know, we know now she was quoting Jeremiah 29:13. And so, you know, Jody and I wound up going to this other church, to this workshop, where we began to learn what God's intent, his desire was for marriage, the roles and responsibility of husband and wife. You know, we began to learn these things together that we had never learned. And I know Jody was, you know, in her own heart, she was thinking to herself, you know, man, should I do this? What's going on? And maybe someone's in that place today. And those words came back, you know, go there with your whole heart, not half a heart. And you'll seek me and find me, you know, when you seek me with your whole heart. And so what wound up happening, and I'll, you know, cut to the chase, we both were in the pastor's office together, and he did something unique and unusual. He said, you know, we can either talk about how messed up your marriage is, and I've only got 45 minutes, we could talk about that, or I can tell you about the forgiveness that's available in Jesus Christ. And again, we weren't Christians. We just through a devastating time, and we looked at each other, and we said, you know, give us this Jesus thing, and next thing you knew, he led us in a prayer and really helped us. You know, he led us to Christ. We didn't know, you know, what was going to happen. Honestly, when we walked out of that office, you know, he didn't even guarantee. We asked him, you know, what about the marriage? He's like, I don't know what's going to happen with the marriage, but you guys, you know, you've got a new relationship with Christ, and that can make all the difference in the world. So to that person who is hopeless, or that person who's in a place where maybe the spouse isn't changing, or, you know, you desire more, or whatever that situation is, I mean, at the center, you both got to be going after what God's best is. And for Jody and I, that was a decision for Jesus. And we just began to live our lives and following him.
Wow.
And he's really the one that put our marriage back together. And, you know, he did it after he put us back together. And so for me, you know, I had some repentance and confession. And, you know, like I said, I didn't know any of this stuff. And I mean, for me, it was like I had just, you know, I walked out of that counseling office with a weight that was lifted off my back, because I needed the forgiveness of sin because of what I was doing. And I can remember it like it was yesterday.
Wow.
It was that fresh start. And so to all the listeners, no matter what's been going on in your life and your marriage, man, Jesus offers that fresh start, and he can grant you that new beginning.
Okay, now I want you to tell us, because that new beginning in your life set off a major ministry with your pastorate at High Point Church, your conferences, your books, your marriage, and this Marriage Knot book. We're going to get into these seven keys when we come back, and we're going to give a lot of hope to people, a lot of hope to people that are struggling, and a lot of hope that not just you can apply to your marriage, but you can share with so many hurting around you. When we come back, we'll talk to the authors of The Marriage Knot. And we'll be back with Ron and Jody Zappia just after this on Truth Talk Weekend. The podcast will continue. Hang on. What happens when there's infidelity in marriage? What happens when there's struggle, there's constant fighting? Do we break up for the sake of the kids? Do we stay together for the sake of the kids? What about when the kids are out the house? We're like, well, you know what? Now we're gonna split up. I just heard of a marriage that the kids all grew up and left, and the husband and wife got a divorce. Why can marriage be so messy? Hey, how about this? How about getting away from this nonsense of just hold it together, just try to survive? How about thriving? Does God want to do supernatural things in your marriage right now, so you are a light to a dark world, so that you are really enjoying your marriage, enjoying your spouse? All these questions and issues are front and center right now on Truth Talk Weekend. I'm Stu Epperson, and I am talking to Ron and Jody Zappia, who God has done miracles in their marriage. I keep hearing more every time I talk to them, and we did a great segment with them earlier, and we're back to talk through the roller coaster of sin and pain and conflict and infidelity. God broke through some Christian counselor at some church. Ron, you just shared, you and Jody went, and you walked out of that church with a burden lifted. Who would know you'd go be a pastor of a church, a youth pastor, you know, at Pastor James's church there in Chicago, and then a pastor of your own church all these years? You're preaching on the radio, amazing sermons. I've been listening to you online, powerful stuff. You're on stations all over the country. And Jody, how could God turn this guy around like that? What happened?
Well, only God, but I will say, you know, in that meeting too, I was so sure that I was really going there to get this okay for a divorce. And I will say this, the pastor, bless his heart, he did not let me off the hook. So I had to own 100% my part in the marriage breakdown. And I will say this, you know, sometimes you're in a situation, whether it's the husband or the wife, where, you know, it seems like the burden of responsibility is weighing, you know, one person seems to be the culprit, the one causing the breakdown, but there's always two sides to it. And I had to own my side, and I'm so thankful, because had he not made me confess not only my part in the breakdown, but just my own sin that had needed to be forgiven. Wow. One person would have walked out of that office with a new life and a fresh start. Yeah. It would have been Ron, and I would have been left there in my hurt and bitterness. And, you know, I it scares me to think where I'd be had I not also had to go through that work of repenting of my sin and desiring forgiveness and receiving it that day. So I will just put that out there too. There's never just one person. It's we all contribute. Even if you feel like I'm only 5% responsible, you got to own 100% of that 5%.
Yeah. So Ron, you can pay a counselor, you can pay enough money to the right person or the wrong person, pastor, counselor, whatever, to tell you, you should get out of this marriage, you know, and we're not talking about obviously physical abuse here. You know, that's a no brainer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like you get law enforcement involved and you for certain, and we're not talking about desertion. The Bible's clear on that. We're talking about working this out. I mean, we're talking about having a no back door policy to this thing, and you guys saw someone that really had, and they had that commitment, and it changed your marriage. God did through His Word, through the Holy Spirit, through that godly counsel, right. And you have in turn written this book, The Marriage Knot, with your wife, to show that God has a better way, that there aren't all these alternatives. The culture just says, "Oh, God wants you to be happy,
right?"
And find someone that, you weren't my true love; you were the wrong person.
Marriage, just like anything else. I mean, you want to have you want to improve your golf game. What do you got to do? You got to get out on the course, man. You got to get on the putting green. You got to get to the driving range. You want to be a good chef or a good cook. You know, you can't just read a cookbook. You got to get in the kitchen and do the hard work and start going after it. And just like in marriage, if you want to have a great marriage, a lot of people fool themselves into thinking, you know, whether it's a couple up the street and, man, they just, you know, they got a great marriage, or the couple at your church, you know, that, man, it's just like they seem like they have a fantastic marriage. I want that too. And we can get sucked into thinking like that. And the truth is this, that you've got to be really intentional into pouring into your marriage. And it's the intentionality. And what we learned, through our breakdown was that the Bible had a lot to say about marriage, and the Bible has a lot to say about relationships. And so these seven choices that we wrote about, you know, the knot analogy, we certainly didn't come up with that analogy ourselves. You know, people talk about, you know, tying the knot. Here, our knot was unraveled, but a knot unchecked, you know, after a long period of time, it will begin to loosen. So these are the biblical choices that Jody and I began to make. And, you know, I'm not here to say it was, you know, immediate, and you know, it took a lot of work to restore this marriage. I mean, trust had to be rebuilt, and forgiveness, you know, I learned forgiveness from Jody as she forgave me. But each of these choices are really the things we learned that helped tighten the knot. Mm. And that's how, you know, God restored us. And that's what we're trying to do, is help couples. And I think the uniqueness of our story is, you know, God did some amazing things. And, you know, you had asked, become a pastor and now a church and all this. And, you know, little by little, we began growing in our faith. People began coming to me. I began helping people. Next thing I knew, I quit my job, went to seminary at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School here, and, you know, got on staff with a church in the area, learned began preaching God's word. We planted a church, and, you know, next thing you know, God had done something that was unbelievable. And so we're here today for all couples, no matter what your struggle is, or, you know, maybe it's just a marriage enrichment. You just got to make a few tweaks. You know, we're to give hope that, you know, God can change things in His Word. You know, if we both commit ourselves to following His Word and doing what He wants, you know, we can experience a tremendous blessing in our marriage, and our marriages can thrive.
Yeah, well, it's so encouraging to hear this and this message. We need to get this out. I know you do marriage conferences, and it's just need to see how God has blessed this. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, one of my mentors and dear friends, says about this book, The Marriage Knot. We're talking to the authors of that book, husband and wife, Ron and Jody Zappia. Dr. Lutzer says, "There is no doubt in my mind that this book will help many marriages. The reason is simple. It explains and illustrates the foundational issues that bring harmony and understanding to our marital relationships. Every marriage has room for growth, and this book is destined to accelerate our learning curve." So I love it. There's surveys in this book, basic surveys where you answer some questions. There's real practical guidance, and every chapter has a little word from content from both of you, but at the end of the chapter, there's this from Jody's heart, where Jody, you're really sharing, you know, your heart and your perspective on kind of what Ron has said. What's the kind of, what are people saying about this thing? What kind of feedback, Jody, are you getting from people when they read this book?
Yeah, you know, I've had, it's kind of funny. I laugh because I think people get up to somewhere around page 40 or 50. And then at that point, I'll already start getting little texts or phone calls from some of the people that have access to me, or just people that go to our church, of course, are starting to read, you know, they're all reading this. And I think when we start to hit on our story and then we get into the issue of forgiveness, you know, I've had a couple people come up and say, boy, you know, this is just this Sunday, a gal had said, I've been struggling forgiving my brother. He was, you know, he was unfaithful to my sister. And I'm ashamed to say, I told her I would go with her and she needed to divorce him. And she's saying they did stay together, but she said she's been harboring unforgiveness toward her brother. And she said, this is, you know, it was breaking her, helping her to just recognize, and be willing to take that step of faith and forgiving and letting go of some things. And that's probably the thing I get asked about the most at, you know, we do these marriage conferences. That's another reason or way that this book came about. And so in these conferences, you know, we are dealing with questions and we'll do little panels and things like that. And, you know, that issue of forgiveness and then the other issue of trust and how do you build trust when you've let each other down, you know, when trust has been broken. It doesn't need to be necessarily this way, but it might be, you know, there might be an addiction going on with pornography. There might be just another level of trust, like maybe not being truthful to one another on some issues. And it's interesting because I had to learn early on that the trust and forgiveness were two separate things. You know, forgiveness was almost more like a faith choice. It felt like I was stepping off the edge of something. But I knew I needed to do it because I had just been forgiven everything. And, that feeling, having been forgiven everything, there was a strong sense that who am I to withhold forgiveness when I've just been forgiven everything. Mm-hmm. And, so I knew I needed to do that, but then I said, well, I don't need to stay married though. Right. Cause there's still no trust. And it was interesting because, the pastor, I had asked him, you know, so I know I need to forgive, but what about this trust thing? And he said, well, it's interesting. Does the Bible say to trust one another? And I didn't know much of the Bible, but I knew that did not sound right. And I said, you know, no. And he said, yeah, you're right about that. And he said, what does it say? And I said, love one another, right? And he's like, yeah, you got it. So what was interesting is I recognized, you know, there's a reason, like God does not tell us trust one another. And that's, frankly, because we're not trustworthy, you know, none of us.
Yeah.
We all are going to fail each other, big ways, small ways. So he doesn't call us to trust one another, but he does call us to trust him. Mm. And then the focus, as far as our horizontal relationships, are to love one another. And so that just opened up a whole new thing. I had to determine, you know, did I trust God? You know, I was kind of scared of him at this point. And yet, as I prayed and I wrestled with that decision, I think it took me 2 weeks, I'm embarrassed to say, but I did come out saying, you know, no, I can trust God. And then that released this pressure of, you know, whatever Ron did, like, honestly, if his, you know, repentance, if that hadn't been repentance, he did genuinely repent. And there's also fruits of repentance. Like, I saw him changing in ways that I knew he couldn't finesse or fake. We had dated such a long time. I really didn't know him well. And I saw changes in him I started to get very excited about that idea because I had also believed people don't change. You know, my mother told me that people don't change. You're not going to change them at the altar and your altar at the altar, something like that. And so I had this belief that doesn't happen. And then I started seeing that, hey, with God, it's different. Something's different going on here. And so what I'll say is, you know, trust is something that gets built over time. And some things I had to do was just, you know, now and then we had an agreement that when I needed some affirmation from Ron, when I was kind of feeling down or questioning, I would ask for that now and then, you know, like, and he would just reaffirm his commitment to me, his faithfulness to me. I tried not to be doing that all the time, but I would save it for times when I just felt like I needed to hear it from him one more time. The other times when I was struggling with just memories and fears and all that, I used to just learn that God was the one I could trust with all the garbage that I was still dealing with. And I would just offer that up to God on a regular basis. And, you know, I can remember at one point saying, you know, crying as I was coming back to God again with just more hard things in my heart and saying, God, someday I want to give you something beautiful. But right now, this is all I have. And just that sense of knowing that he received that, he didn't judge me for that. But that was the place I could take it instead of constantly bringing that stuff up in front, you know, to Ron.
Sure.
And wearing him down. He already did feel bad about what had happened. And so there was that balance of bringing stuff to God and then also still, though, getting that affirmation from Ron and then the change in behavior. We would say trust is something that's built over time. It's consistent behavior, CB over T, over time. So consistent behavior over time is how that happens. And how long that'll take in your marriage, you know, it might be different for some than others, but that's kind of how that happens. So that's definitely the process of forgiveness and trust sure. working together.
So there's seven chapters chock full of all of this, and you just got a little dose from Jody, who wrote this book with her husband, Ron, and Jody Zappi are our guests. The book is The Marriage Knot, Moody Publishing. And Ron, I want you to tell everyone how to get this book. I want to just delineate real quick these seven chapters, which I love it. Ron, yeah. Ron and Jody, thank you for writing a book that's simple even for a basketball player to understand. I really, appreciate that.
We're both basketball guys, and although I'm refusing to get out on the court with you because I don't want you to beat me up.
No, we're gonna be on the same team. We're gonna stack it, buddy. You and me. Can anyone out there stop us? We're gonna show those young guns what it's about. Okay, I know you're gonna be in Winston soon. I got the whole thing set up for you, man. We got to just bring your shoes. I don't want any excuses.
There we
bring
go.
Those size 14s.
Well, hey, you know the book can be available any place that you like to pick up a book online. You can get it. Obviously, it can get begun through Moody Publishing, but it's available on all outlets. And then also, you could go to ronzappia.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can get a copy of the book and shoot us a line. There's many. We also offer on ronzappia.com. There's also actually some marriage assessment tools. You know, that's one of the things we want to help couples who are going through difficulty. And just there's what's called a marriage health assessment. So, you know, somebody could do that right now. Just go to ronzappia.com/health assessment. And, you know, it'll give you some understanding. Hey, where are we at? Where are we at in this, you know, in this marriage? And there's also a communication assessment tool. So, you know, we just want to really, really help people. You know, one of the things that with our story is we've been really open and candid. You know, we always kind of say it like this, you know, sometimes your mess can become your message. And, you know, for us, that certainly has been true, that the forgiveness of Christ is available. But, you know, many people are struggling with affairs in their marriage. And we've got a marriage assessment tool. It's at ronzappia.com/affairproof. And so you can affairproof marriage assessment. And you know, these are just things that we want to get to people in their hands so that they can tighten the marriage knot. That's really the key for us is, we want to help couples strengthen their marriage, and it takes work, it takes effort. I know, Stu, you know that. It doesn't come easy, but it's the greatest blessing in the world if you've got both of you tightening the marriage knot.
Yeah, when you lose hope and you're struggling, a lot of folks in that rut, what's the basic first step for them? Obviously, I want everyone to get this book, The Marriage Knot, like get it yesterday, folks. Yeah. Download it. Go to Ron's, ronzappia.com. Go to the website. Get it however you get books. But what's like a real basic thing if a couple is struggling? Just for them to have hope, what would you say is a good start?
Yeah, you know, a great start is this, to really assess where you're at individually. And, you know, I need to come back. And, you know, so many couples for us, you know, it's hard because, you know, maybe one couple is desiring to grow in the Lord, the other one isn't. And, you know, one of the first things we do is to just take an honest assessment of where you're at in your relationship with God. And, you know, we call it the marriage triangle. And, you know, if you just think of a triangle in your mind right now, and at the top you have God, and at one corner is you know, the husband, the other corner is the wife. And just think of that triangle, that the distance between both of you at the bottom of the triangle is greater. But once you begin to move up the triangle, each one, the distance becomes smaller as you're at the top with God. So it's all about your individual relationship with God. And so that was what, you know, makes the gap smaller between you, and you can really enjoy the blessing that God desires. Now, you know, we can flip that triangle upside down, and so many times we're guilty of this, and we can put God at the basis and our spouse at the top, and that's not healthy. Or you could have your job or even your family or your kids at the top of that triangle, and you know, that's what the Bible calls idolatry. And so, you know, anytime we put something else ahead of Jesus, then we're doing that. We're guilty of, you know, committing idolatry. And so in the marriage relationship, it's so important for both couples to have the desire to grow in Christ. But that always begs the question, what happens if the person isn't? You know, and that's where you've got to really trust and do your part to grow in your relationship with him, and trust God to make the changes that he can in the other.
Okay, that's the voice of Pastor Ron Zappi. His wife Jody is on with us too. They wrote a book together called The Marriage Knot, a real cool book, very practical, 7 chapters. Chapter 1, Choose to Grow Spiritually. Chapter 2, Choose to Love Unconditionally. Chapter 3, Choose to Serve Sacrificially. Chapter 4, Choose to Please Regularly. Chapter 5, Choose to Persevere Persistently. Chapter 6, Choose to Communicate Respectfully. In Chapter 7, Choose to Bless Abundantly. And there's just so much in here. There's a bunch of small group discussion questions involved. There's all kinds of very practical for your church, for your family, as an outreach to maybe couples that don't know the Lord, which is exactly where these guys were. There was a spiritual disaster going on in their personal lives, their marriage, and God brought godly people into their life. Maybe you, listener out there, are that godly man or woman or teenager, young person that's going to get in someone's life to point them back to Jesus. And maybe this would be a great tool to book The Marriage Knot. Thank you guys so much for blessing us and for taking some time to come on the show and to tell your story. Wow, what an encouragement.
Well, we thank you, Stu, for having us on. And we're big fans of Truth Talk Weekend. And, you know, you're doing some amazing things for the kingdom, moving the needle. And we're really, really excited for what you're doing and how we can partner together. And again, Jody and I, we've always said, hey, if our story can bless one person, we'll tell it. And so I just want to, you know, affirm what you're saying. And, you know, we all have a story, and God can use it, that we would be open and honest and transparent to help each other so that we can do what? We can make the choices that are necessary to strengthen that marriage knot so that God can be glorified.
Well, that's awesome. Well, praise the Lord. And now, Ron, people can hear your preaching that you preach at High Point Church on your radio show. I mean, you're a syndicated pastor all over the country. We got to get that on the Truth Network, too. But to tell everyone the name of the program and how people can hear that as well. But folks, listen to godly pastors like this man, okay? Listen to the Word of God. That's really our passion here on Truth Talk and on our Truth Network and all of our awesome affiliates that carry the program, like the Wilkins Radio Network, the wonderful stations in Jacksonville, Florida, North Florida, 91.3, 91.7, 91.9, the Truth down there. But Ron, tell us about, real quick, how folks can hear you preach.
Yeah, you know what? So we're at the High Point Church, which is in the western suburbs of Chicago. We'd love to see you. We've got 4 campuses. If you're ever in the area there, God's really grown the church. We're reaching thousands. And then, you know, our broadcast ministry, which podcast and radio, you know, it's called High Point Ministries. And so High Point Ministries, you can go on to highpointministries.com. And that's, you know, you can download any of the teaching for free. We have it all on there so that you can check it out. And, you know, you can be encouraged. A number of series are on there to help you in your own relationship with Christ.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. And thank you, Jody. I tell you what, you're married to a basketball player. There can't be anything better than that. I'm just saying, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's a handful.
When he comes home, like with that little cut above his eye or, you know, kind of limping a little bit, you know, like I come home to my wife all the time. I mean, is it, oh, I'm so sorry. Or is it, okay, you got what you deserve for playing ball still this age? Is that what, tell me, be honest with us here. What's the reaction? I got to know.
Well, it's kind of funny. I can tell if he's been playing basketball because he'll be like, oh, this hurts, that hurts. And then the next question is, oh, did you play basketball this week? And then sometimes I catch him playing. We work out at the same place, and he'll kind of be where he's not supposed to be playing. You know, he had a couple meniscus tears, for a little while he was supposed to be taking a break.
Oh, my.
And then I'd catch him out there. So,
so funny.
He's a glutton for punishment, but he loves the game. And but, no, let's just say I can tell pretty much every time he plays now.
Hey, Ron, let's just agree on this, brother. We can agree on this one thing. There's no better way to get hurt than on the hardwoods. Come on.
I'm telling you, you know, I mean, that's the place hey, to take out these.
It's a badge of honor, you know?
The competitive. But hey, come on, there's a good witness tool out there too. So
well, that's the only reason we play, to share Jesus, man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, our church is right next to the health club, and I'm telling you, I got a lot of people that you know, we've invited, and it's really funny. Many of the trainers at the health club we go to, they go to our church. So
that is so awesome.
It's been kind of funny.
Well, you guys are a blessing, folks. Get this book, The Marriage Knot, and get to know this couple. Listen to the sermons of Ron on his from his web, ronzabia.com, the High Point Church in Chicago. If you're up there, drop in and see him. And let's really make this a priority, and let's see how God can do great things through our marriages. God bless you guys. What a treat to hang out.